Don't. Oh, there we go. So we are quorate it now, so we'll make a start. Can we receive any apologies for absence, please?
Thank you, Chair. We've received apologies from Councillor Walker and Councillor Allen. And with that, Councillor Walker has appointed Councillor Slater as her substitute for the meeting.
Thank you. Do any councillors have any declarations of interest to declare? No? Good. And number three, have we got any urgent business? I'm not aware we have. No, thank you. So we move to item four, which is appointment of the vice chairman. So I'll open it up to nominations.
Yes, can I nominate Councillor Louise Walker, please, as vice chair?
Certainly. Is there a seconder? Okay. Any others? Councillor Sankey?
No, I'm happy with that, yeah.
Okay, then, shall we go to the vote then? All in favour of Louise Walker, Councillor Louise Walker? Any against? Any abstentions? Nope, unanimous then. Thank you. So now we have to approve the minutes from the public part of the meeting last time. So I propose that we approve the public minutes from the previous meeting, and that was the 5th of February. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Hawkins. We now go to the vote. All those in favour of the meeting that we had on the 5th of February? Thank you. And that's okay. Councillor Slater wasn't here, so you didn't vote. Okay. Item six, we've got some dates of future meetings here. I don't know if there's been a bit of confusion, but I had one in my diary potentially for August, but that's not happening. So we've got the 17th of September and we've got the 7th of November. And if we keep it at the same time, is that okay for everyone? Can you just have a look in your diaries, see if that's suitable? So the 17th of September at 6:30. And then the 7th of November at 6:30.
Chair, can I give my apologies for the early one? I'm not around on that date.
Okay, that's the 17th of September.
So I'll give my apologies on that one.
Okay, is it okay for Councillor Hawkins?
Yep, good.
Yeah. Yes, Councillor Slater?
Yes.
You're all right. So, yeah. So can we please, could you remind Councillor Allen, please, can he attend that one?
Yeah.
He'll get the minutes. Yeah. Okay then, thank you. We'll move now to the private part. So there's three items in the private part of the meeting today. So in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before each item number on the agenda. Do I have a seconder for that? Councillor Hawkins, thank you. Can we have a vote for that, please? Thank you. Are we still on the